A US military plane packed with supplies arrived in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, today to deliver its first shipment of aid to the cyclone-stricken nation. The official death toll from Cyclone Nargis now stands at nearly 32,000. Meanwhile, the UN has urged the reclusive nation to open its doors to foreign experts who can help up to 2 million cyclone victims facing disease and starvation. World Vision spokesman Dominic McInerney told us more about their efforts on the ground.
We've got an existing infrastructure of about 580 staff, nationals from Myanmar, who are working in the country and have been for some 30 years. Probably has done distributions for about 78,000 people, but there are literally hundreds of thousands of people who are still missing out in areas of the country that we and other agencies have just not been able to access. We have, as of today, managed to get a letter from one of the generals, which is hopefully going to improve our access, both in terms of where we can go and also controlling our aid and making sure that we can personally see it to the people who need it most. The government has stated that they feel that they have the capacity within the country to respond. There have been a handful, and I mean literally just less than 10 technical experts, so that's logistics, communications, water and sanitation, being allowed in from outside of the country. These technical experts are vitally important.